Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's hump day.
Hey, you big hand here, dude.
Hello.
Run in.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty. Pronounced with the Humpty.
This is an NFL Hump Day Roundup with Isaac and Sue.
If y'all ain't excited about this game, you can't get excited about no other games, man.
It's Wednesday. Hump Day with Isaac and Sue on 1080. The Hump.
Taking another look around the world of the NFL. Some interesting games coming up. Big one Thursday night with the Cowboys and the Saints. And as it is every time this time of year, or every game this time of year, you got a series of guys that are all questionable. But it looks as if that both Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb are trending towards playing. Cooper said he's still feeling some effects from COVID, and then CeeDee Lamb with the concussion protocol thing. But, you know, Cooper may not be back. You know, you hear that with the, you know, Cam Newton has talked about this and Von Miller talked about it. You know, we all have this idea that, you know, COVID, oh, you're an athlete, whatever. Even if you've been vaccinated, you get it and you shake it. There are some guys that feel the effects for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I know Von Miller said it took him a while before he ever felt like he really got his win back. And I guess Cooper is dealing with some of that. But now that he's cleared and he's, you know, he's not testing positive for it and he sat out the couple weeks, it sounds like that he'll be able to go. We just don't know exactly, you know, what percentage.
Yeah, and the snap count could come into effect for that. And did you mention that the Taysom Hill is starting for the Saints in that game as well?
Yeah, which finally we get to see Taysom Hill earn
the
his
starting quarterback
money. That is, I'm being dead
well,
serious.
It's not like Trevor Siemian's been doing well, so you might as well try it, right?
Oh well, this is do or die for the Saints. I mean, I guess it's not because you lose this and you're 5-7, and then you're just with everyone else. I mean, shoot, Washington's 5-6 right now, and they'd be in the wild card that last wild card spot. But the Saints are certainly going the wrong direction. I'd say this tomorrow night is actually a big game for both teams because Dallas is weird in that 2 weeks ago, I said on this program, I thought Dallas was the best team in the NFL. I really did. I thought Dallas was built to last. I loved the way the defense was playing, and I thought it was the best offense in the NFL. And then you go out and you have that horrific showing against the Chiefs. Like, what the hell was that? And your defense played well. Your defense held them 19 points, and your offense was just abysmal.
As bad as they were against Denver 2 weeks prior to that.
Yes, and then you had that one against the Raiders, and I don't think the Raiders are that good. I get that the Raiders aren't a road apple, and neither are the Chiefs, but if you're going to be the best team in the NFL, those are games that you should win, and those are games that Dallas could have easily won. And that Raiders game, they were lucky to even be in it, to be quite honest with you. So I think this is a pretty big game for both squads, for New Orleans to try to keep their playoff hopes alive. And Dallas, I do think Dallas has to prove a little something here. If you really want to be considered, you know, the elite of the elite. Although
I feel like the last few weeks have kind of showed us that although the Cowboys at their best can be the best of the best, they're not elite.
See,
I'm curious how much of that is Mike McCarthy. Like, I don't think Mike McCarthy is a good head coach.
And that's the only thing where I take a little bit of a pause there because I don't know. Last year with the Buccaneers, right? Everyone's going to say, oh, well, Tampa Bay brought everyone back and they're the definitive, you know, they're going to be the Super Bowl favorite. And, you know, they can't be beat. They brought everyone back. And we forget, what was Tampa last year? They were the exact same team. They'd get hot. They'd look good. The defensive secondary was a mess. You know, they lost to some good teams and we were like, well, not everything's clicking and Arians is calling out Tom Brady. And then they got to the end of the year and they played some bad teams. They got a bit of a roll and then they got into the postseason and they got hot. I honestly think in today's NFL, if you're looking up and down and you say, who are the two best teams in football right now? I think it's Arizona and I think it's Green Bay. And I think Green Bay is going to get healthier too. I know Green Bay is going to get healthier. Think about this. The Packers don't have their two best defensive players and they are missing their best offensive lineman. And all three of those guys with Smith, Alexander, and Bakhtiari all should be back at some point. So Green Bay is going to get three high-level Pro Bowl players back, and I think Green Bay...
Well, they're on their bye this week, too, which should help them get healthy.
So I think already that Green Bay is the best team in football along with Arizona, and they're going to get healthy.
Arizona's getting healthy this week, too, as the expectation is that both Hopkins and Murray will return.
Yeah.
Both have missed about 4 or 5 weeks with their injuries, and they've still been playing well without that, but with those two guys, I mean, that's the two best players in your offense.
Yeah. And so you take Arizona and you take Green Bay, and right now I kind of put them a cut above. And maybe you do Tampa too because they've won the Super Bowl and you just give them credit for that. Outside of that, who do you think is really elite in the NFL? I think it's more about pulling a Tampa and who's playing the best at the end of the year. Because you've got all these playoff teams. You've added an extra game. You've added an extra slot in there. Basically, there's only like four or five teams in the entire NFL that are eliminated from it. Like, you look at a San Francisco squad right now that's playing some good ball. If they find a way to get into the postseason, I don't think anyone wants anything to do with San Francisco. So I don't know if it's necessarily about playing your best right now. I think it's about keeping pace. And there, yes, you do want the bye, but only one team is going to get that. So to me, is there a huge difference between if you're not going to get the bye? Obviously you want some home field advantage, but I think this is more about just getting healthy and getting right at the end of the year. If you told me I had to go on the road and play, but I was going to be healthy, or I had and I was going to be playing hot, like the last 3 weeks of the year, really get it going, or I grind through this and I kind of limp my way into the postseason and I'm kind of beat up and banged up, but I get home field, I'm the number two, you know, seed or number three seed, I'll take the give me the wild card. I'll take playing well the last 2-3 weeks of the year and getting healthy. I just think now with only the one bye, I think it's more important than ever just to be healthy and playing well. Because I just don't know in today's NFL if we're going to say that there's this big gap, that there's these elite teams. Because even with the elite teams, you know, with the Green Bays of the world, you're still neck and neck with a Minnesota team that's sub 500. I just think that's the world of the NFL that we're living in right now.
It does feel like, in particular this year, that the way your opinion is right, because nobody has pushed themselves up above anybody else. Even Arizona's had games where you're like, wow,
yeah,
this is the best team in the NFC. Green Bay's had some clunkers as well. It just feels more so this year that everyone's kind of fighting around the middle, which means you got a really interesting end of the season. You got a lot of really good regular season games against teams that are kind of similar in talent and skill. And hopefully in the playoffs, that means you're going to get some really good competitive matchups. But in terms of determining who the best teams are, it's damn near impossible.
When we come back, though, I will talk about...
By the way, the Chiefs playing better?
They are.
They can get hot at the end of the year?
Yes. If their defense...
Could fit your bill right there.
Yeah, we were... And believe me, I had every right to say this. The Chiefs were not a good team for the first 7 or 8 games of the season. They just weren't. But they are playing better defense right now, and the offense is coming along. I am not completely ready to say that everything is hunky-dory with the Chiefs. And by the way, they've got one. There's some interesting matchups. I want to talk about some of the matchups when we come back, and a couple teams that, if you want to just say, trending right and trending wrong, I'll give you my two or three that I'm buying stock in right now and that I'd be selling as our Hump Day NFL Roundup continues when we come back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Talking a little NFL in our hump day roundup. Did you also see that Adrian Peterson signed in Seattle today?
I did not see that.
Did anyone know that he was cut by Tennessee like a week ago?
I did know that.
Now, apparently.
Because he sucks.
Well, he's like 1,000 years old. He still looks the part, but.
He's slow.
Yeah.
Very, very slow.
Well, he's slow for an NFL running back. It's not slow.
When you're watching the game and he tries to make a cut and it looks like he's stuck in quicksand,
yeah,
he's slow.
It is weird when you look at running backs, and I always say this with scrambling quarterbacks. I think Russ has some of this going on right now. Dangerous, Mr. Unlimited. When you lose a half a step, or, you know, even worse, you lose a full step, step and a half like Adrian Peterson, it is alarming how quickly it changes and what a difference it makes. You look at all the times, like the really elite players, you watch Kyler Murray run around or Lamar Jackson at quarterback. Josh Allen's got a little bit of this, just a bigger body type. Or, you know, the elite backs, the really elusive guys. How many times that they squeeze through a hole or a guy just misses a tackle by the, you know, the shoestrings there. And you realize when you lose half a step, it just kills you. And I think you see that with Russ. He is not able to avoid the pressure like he used to. It's also one of those reasons why I don't love guys long-term that can't regularly win from the pocket. I think you have to develop into a better pocket passer to have real longevity.
You know who has?
Who?
Kyler Murray
has. Absolutely.
I think I saw this on PFF that he is the number one rated pocket passing quarterback this year.
Yes. I love what Kyler Murray has turned into.
Which is crazy considering how he started.
He is so slick, and in the rules being set up that you can't hit him, it really does. It eliminates all the shortcomings you would have with a player of his size. He just doesn't take the wear and tear. I know he's been dealing with the injury, but he's been pretty durable and he doesn't take a lot of hits. But that's the thing that would scare me. Like, you see Cam Newton right now, who got benched this last weekend. Like, he's beyond washed. Like, you can't play him. I mean, he's just flat out bad.
He can't throw the football. He's lost more than half a step.
Yes, because he's a big physical guy that took an absolute pounding. Like, Roethlisberger is one of these guys, too. And again, see a guy that's just washed and he's really old. But, you know, Ben took a lot of punishment over the years, and he just can't do it anymore. He can't hang in the pocket. He can't extend plays like he used to, even though he wasn't a running guy. But he was a guy that could stand in and have guys hanging all around him, and he just can't do it anymore. That's the thing that would scare me, like the Lamar Jackson thing, because I think we've now come to realize that the narrative on Lamar Jackson, we're so quick. We want to, like, in the NFL, when you have one game, good or bad, then we either want to trash you or we want to say, well, you fixed the problem, right? Lamar Jackson had that big comeback win. He's had actually a couple comeback wins. I'll give him credit. I mean, he has improved as a pocket passer. But he had that one big comeback against, what, Indianapolis, right, where they came back and they had the miracle comeback and was from three scores down in the second half, and he threw the ball real well. And everyone's like, well, anyone that says Lamar Jackson struggles to throw the ball right there. Yeah, it was one game. Now go look at him. He still struggles to throw the ball from the pocket. Now, he also has unbelievable moments where he does things in the pocket and he moves around and he extends plays and he's got a howitzer for an arm. The last touchdown he had in that, or the first touchdown he had in that god-awful Cleveland game.
The only touchdown he had.
Yeah, he started from like the 15 and proceeded to drop back to like the 34 and then throw it off his back foot. I think it was to Andrews in the end zone. There's no one else in the NFL that can make that play. But he also had four of the worst interceptions you will see. He is not a guy that will consistently beat you from the pocket. And he's still maybe the most dynamic player in the NFL. But as he gets older, that will slow down. He will not be the same dynamic player because we see it with running backs all the time. You see when they lose a step. And you're starting to see it with Russ, even though Russ is a much more accomplished pocket quarterback. But we've got to stop this narrative that, you know, oh, well, he doesn't need to throw the ball. Well, actually, he kind of does if they want to win a Super Bowl. The run game isn't just going to get there on its own. And if Lamar Jackson wants to play deep into his 30s and be effective, if he wants to have a career like Aaron Rodgers, if he wants to have a career like Tom Brady or, you know, any of the guys that play deep in, that part of his game does need to get better. And it's not crappy.
It has gotten better,
but it's got to get, it needs to continue.
Yes.
Because we've yet to see his physical skills decline to the point where it really becomes alarming that he can't throw the ball, right? And he still does it, you know, at a high level. But if you really do lose a step or two at the quarterback position and you aren't a guy that consistently wins from the pocket, you are going to struggle.
And I think what you need to see from Lamar more is moments of calm. A lot of Lamar's game is predicated on almost chaos. He's so fast. And he's so quick and smart in his decision-making with his legs, especially.
There's no one like him.
That defenses have a really hard time stopping him. But, you know, in a couple of years, if he loses a half step as he gets older, he needs to be able to sit in the pocket, read the defense, and make throws accurately. And he can't just rely on the craziness that he's been able to rely on so far.
He should go talk to Michael Vick and Randall Cunningham, who Cunningham was the first version of this. Vick was the ultimate version, and now Lamar Jackson is that and then some. I don't know if I've ever seen someone as dynamic as Lamar Jackson, but if you look at what Cunningham and Vic after he had the dog fighting stuff, when he learned how to play that position, he had some really nice years in Philadelphia, and he'll even tell you, hey, I learned how to play the position. And Randall Cunningham should have won a Super Bowl with that Minnesota team. And they learned that, yes, running can be a part of my game, but if Lamar Jackson ever puts all the pieces together and really does become, let's say, a top five or six pocket quarterback in the NFL to go along with his legs, you've got the most dynamic weapon maybe we've ever seen in the NFL. But we just got to stop with this. Every time he has one good game where we're like, well, all the haters. It's not hate. No one's hating on Lamar Jackson. It's pointing out that there is a flaw in his game and there is a flaw in the Ravens offense, and it can get exposed and you're going to have to win and you're going to have to win ugly. Now, the flaw in Baker Mayfield's game, if we want to talk about that Cleveland-Baltimore game, the flaw in Baker Mayfield's game is he's not that good.
Yeah.
And he's beat up. I mean, the GM gave him the dreaded vote of confidence and said, I think Baker Mayfield's best play is ahead of him. No, it's not. Baker Mayfield is what he is, and now you have a beat up Baker Mayfield. And if you're the Browns, not only do I think this season I think is a bit of a lost cause, you're not going anywhere. This is why I said, if you want to talk about a team trending down, to me, it's Cleveland. It's trending down. And if you're, and by the way, Jake Conklin, they're all pro tackle. He's done for the year. And so you're talking about a Baker Mayfield who's not going to be healthy the rest of the year. And you think that is somehow magically going to get better. I think they've got a problem this year, and I think they have a bigger problem next year, and that you picked up the fifth-year option. You're paying him $19 million. You better figure out what you're doing. Is that the long-term answer? Like, I put Cleveland and Denver kind of in the same boat, and I think they have very good rosters. I really like Denver's roster, and I think Denver's trending up because I think they're getting healthy, and I like the way they're playing. I think they have a big one this week against Kansas City.
And their young guys are getting better.
Yes. But at least Denver understands what they have at quarterback, and that's a bridge guy, hence Teddy Bridgewater. Denver knows that they need to make an improvement there. I'm not sure that Cleveland does. I think Cleveland's in this weird do we or don't we sort of thing. So if you're telling me I got to make a bet on the next 3 years, I think I'd rather bet on Denver because I think Denver is more apt to go out and try to do something to the quarterback position, and I think Cleveland is more likely to just say, well, we're going to roll with Baker Mayfield. And I would rather roll the dice on trying to find a different quarterback, whether that's going to get Russell Wilson, being involved in the Aaron Rodgers thing, if he becomes available, Deshaun Watson, or draft someone, as opposed to just say, well, let's throw $30 million at Baker Mayfield and see if he can become, you know, Trent Dilfer. I don't like that at all. So I like the where Denver's going. I don't like in any shape or form where Cleveland's going.
I'm hopeful because the GM that we got from Minnesota is awesome. George Payton, I believe his name is.
Yep.
He had a really good reputation. He was the assistant GM in Minnesota. Everything he's done so far has been awesome. And I have full faith that he knows what his plan is for the quarterback position, whether that's he scouted someone in the draft that is good and underrated potentially, or he's going to go try to make a move for any of those big names that could be out there, including Rodgers or Russ or Deshaun Watson still.
No.
And fix that position, because I think what he's done so far has been great. And the fact that he has locked up two young, talented receivers for probably less money than they would get on the open market in Tim Patrick and in Cortland Sutton with Jerry Jeudy in his second year. And they just got a guy in Javonte Williams who I feel like is going to pop next. It's good. He's good.
Find a quarterback.
Get that QB.
Find a quarterback.
Do it.
Please. So I'm going trending up Denver. I'm intrigued by this Kansas City game. I think Denver can beat them. I really do. I'm not completely sold on Kansas City yet. I'm also selling, or I'm buying right now on the 49ers. And if you've looked at the 49ers schedule, I think it's very favorable. I think San Francisco is going to make the postseason. And I think that's a team that people aren't going to want to play. I also really like Cincinnati and Indy right now. I think when you look at their schedules and the fact that I know Indy just lost, but that was a very competitive game against the Buccaneers. They beat the Bills, and the other loss that they had the last month was a very close one to Tennessee. They're playing better in a lot of games. Tennessee can play with a lot of teams in this league. And then a couple teams that I'm selling, I think the Rams are in real problems. I think they got real issues. They got issues along the offensive line. They have no run game. Stafford is regressing, and teams are figuring out McVay's system again. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they're not getting home with their pass rush because they can't pressure anyone at the line of scrimmage. Teams are just getting the ball out of their hands, and they have one real guy in their secondary right now, and that's Jalen Ramsey. So I think the Rams have serious problems if you want to talk about a team going in the wrong direction. All right, what do we got? When we come back, let's do a little in the news. Here, though, Lynch with SportsCenter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
We got new beats happening here? What's this?
No, it's been in rotation for probably a year now.
You getting funky with this? Have I just missed this one?
I mean, you guys have talked about it on the air before, so.
Have we really? This exact one?
Yep.
This is where Rob breaks it down. Maybe I'm distracted by Rob's sexiness and dancing.
No, I just remember he's pointed it out a couple of times, like, oh, look at that.
I guess it's just it seems so different. And I was waiting for, you know, your Spotify death metal list.
Are we going to talk about that in the club today?
Yeah, we'll bring that up a little bit.
Spotify Unwrapped came out today if you haven't looked at
Spotify yet. Me and Mike were playing our Spotify raps, and let's just say they were mildly different.
Mild is putting it mildly.
Just a scooch.
Over here, Sook's like slow bobbing his head, really chill music, and then mine's just like...
Maybe add a little bit of... Who was that? Who was that we just got done listening to?
Oh, that was a song from Rocket League, which is what I put in, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say, I played some Rocket League.
I'm sure you did well.
Familiar? No, I did not. I can't play any of the new stuff. Like, it's like I can still play, like, if you give me like an old fighting game or something, I'm all right at that.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
Well, no, like even like any sort of fighting game that's just, you know, my kid has the new Demon Slayer fighting game, like on PlayStation 5. I'm fine at that because it's the same thing as when I played.
Oh, just smash buttons and hope for the best?
You know, there's a little bit of that. But, you know, I remember that. But, man, some of the crap they got coming on out now, the all the first-person shooter stuff, the Call of Duty and, like, the Tom Clancy crap and Warzone and all that, I have no idea how people even pay attention to any of that. That crap is just, it's just a worrying blur on my screen. I have no idea. Like, I'll get on there and try to play with my kid, and, like, in 4 seconds, I've been shot 17 times, and I'm like, this, and then some 12-year-old is calling me, like, the N-word, and I'm like, I can't do this. That is like I always thought social media was like the lowest of the low of cesspool. I don't think it is. I think it's online gaming.
Yeah, I have not put myself. Well, I haven't been gaming a lot in the last year, to be completely honest. But I have not put on game chat in years.
Yeah,
I just go into a party by myself, so I don't have to hear anybody, and just play the game.
Yeah, it is rough. And I saw a thing. HBO Real Sports did this. It was last year sometime. And I don't feel so bad anymore about like sucking at video games. Cause I'm like, man, when I was a kid, like I was good. I played some video games. I'll play some Ninja Turtles. You know, let's get down with it. I played some Excitebike, some Contra. They were talking about how in like the competitive E-leagues now, that by the time you're like 21 or 22, you're over the hill. Like, you're like
too slow.
You're too slow. And they're like, that's not just a made up thing. They're like, your reaction time, like the synapses in your brain between that and like your hand, it's too slow and you're washed up. They had some dude on there who was like 23. And at one point he was the best, whatever at game they were playing. And he's like, yeah, he goes, I just play on Twitch now. And I kind of play for fun. I can't really be competitive. I'm getting old. I'm like, you're 23 years old. You can't compete. So I don't feel so bad anymore that some 15-year-old in Akron is kicking my ass when I'm trying to play online. Let's accept the fact that I'm old. Play my standard 3 or 4 games and just be happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, I still get annoyed if I'm not doing well, but I've accepted the fact that I will no longer be as good as I was as a kid.
That's good.
What I do enjoy, though, is the new Halo game is out.
Yeah.
And I haven't played a ton of it, but I played it a couple of times. I'm 32. Like, my synapses are not firing for gaming in the same way they were when I was playing MLG when I was a high schooler. But I love when you go into games and you know someone's new because it's a free game right now. And you're just like, God, I'm still so good at this. I just went like 16 and 8. Look at that. None of they probably have never played the game before. And I'm like, ha ha. Look at how much better I am than you.
I am the greatest. This guy says, it's okay, Sook. Every 12-year-old on Call of Duty apparently has had intercourse with my mom. I know. Who knew your mom was such a slut? But if you listen to Call of Duty, apparently this guy's mom gets around. It is December 1st in the year of our Lord 2021, and that means it is time for In the News. I'm your noted news contributor. It is National Rosa Parks Day. So we got that. It's also National Pi Day, and not the 3.14, but the actual pie.
I have been a big proponent that pie is greater than cake, and I love pie.
I stand by it. We need to get rid of birthday cake and move to birthday pie. Pie, it just in all its forms, greater than.
And one of the reasons why Thanksgiving is the best, because there are so many pies at dinner.
Like, there really is. We had three. My daughter has
we had three as well.
My daughter really likes. She doesn't really cook. She's more of a baker, and so she loves making pie. We went homemade pumpkin, homemade apple, homemade banana cream, which is my personal favorite.
We did homemade pumpkin, homemade apple, and homemade colonial nut pie, aka pecan pie, just using different nuts.
I didn't know what
so
a
good.
Colonial nut.
I don't know. That's what my aunt calls it. It's probably some combination of things, but
is that like sweet potato poon pie, according to to Al Roker?
No, but
does it still have pecans or is it pecans?
I don't know.
It's just a random nut.
It's amazing, and I always take the plate and I put one slice of each pie on the plate so I can go back and forth between them.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Pie is so good.
So good.
And do you know now it's scientifically proven that there is always room for pie?
Really?
Yes.
My dad's right. It fills in the nooks and crannies?
No. I
saw... what he says about ice cream.
But there is... I saw something recently. It was on a podcast and someone was talking about this where it's been proven that if you eat one thing, and it's the way our brains are wired. Go back to like, you know, hunter-gatherer times, right? We're programmed to eat one thing, and if you just eat one thing, it's becoming like a new diet trend, right? Like, I'm just going to eat, and some, like, athletes do this. Like, if you just eat steak, you won't overeat steak. Your brain will tell you, hey, I've had enough.
Well, that's boring.
I'm fun. It's over. Same thing, like, if you eat mashed potatoes, you will not eat a mound of mashed potatoes. Your body will be like, okay, it's done. It's enough. I've had it. But if you show your brain something else, you could be, think about it, you could be as full as you want. You could be on the verge of death. And they've done this in different animals where it's stuff to be. And you're like, no, I'm not taking another bite. Thanksgiving, right? I've had all the stuffing I can handle, all the potatoes, all the turkey. You won't want another bite of the turkey. You won't want another bite of the potatoes because you're so sick. But all of a sudden, pie comes in. And it's not that it fills in the nook and crannies. It's that your brain, it would be that way with anything that you hadn't been eating.
Hmm.
So they did that. Like if you brought
I was really sick that first or the second night after Thanksgiving. Like I ate so much.
Yeah.
But my aunt and uncle had some old Halloween candy out and they were full candy bar house.
Right.
So I ate some Reese's peanut butter cups and it was fine.
Yeah. So the research has shown, has shown that it's not a dessert thing. It's not a sweet and savory thing. It's giving you something different. That the dessert hasn't been consumed or the candy bar or whatever. So if someone had brought in a slice of pizza, right, after Thanksgiving, you would have been just as likely to eat a slice of pizza, even though you're like, oh my God, that sounds terrible. You'd be like, your brain would be like, hey, what's that? And you would eat it. So it's not that you're craving dessert or that it's a cranny thing. It's that it goes into the cracks. It's just a matter of it's something different. That's how fat we are. That's how hardwired we are to just try something different. And I thought that was interesting. There had been some studies done with animals and people that were bearing that out.
This texter says, I've had 37 birthdays and 37 birthday pies.
God, that guy's a...
Peach is now my jam, he says.
Oh, peach is great. Although I have to have ice cream with peach. Okay. I can't eat peach cobbler without ice cream.
I mean, I feel like all pies are made better by ice cream, but
they are, but I can eat cherry pie and apple pie on its own.
Yes.
I will not eat peach cobbler without a thing of ice cream.
Okay.
Have to have it.
Strange, but
I don't know why.
You do you, boo.
When I eat peach, when I eat like a peach pie or cobbler without it, I'm just like, eh. I didn't get to any stories there.
Look, when pie gets brought up and it's the two of us only,
yeah,
we're going to talk about pie.
All right. The Safe Villages, the Safe Rest Villages, not coming by the end of this year. They've been delayed in a shocking development.
What?
Yeah. Who would have thought? We'll talk about that and more when we come back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Smack dab in the middle of In the News. Hot 5 and 5 coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And then we're going to go back-to-back looks at the Pac-12 title game. We'll go down to Utah. Hans Olsen, 1280 The Zone, will join us, former teammate of mine. And then Matt Preem will join us, I believe, 24-7, 247 Sports, if I'm not mistaken there. For old Matt, he'll join us, so we'll get Oregon's perspective at 5:30, so we'll go back to back as we get ready for that vicious cockfight. Safe rest villages, which we were told would be ready to go by the end of the year, in a stunning development have been pushed back. This is where we're trying to move some of the homeless camps to actually designated areas. There were supposed to be 6 of them, but as of right now, we only have 3 designated sites. It's going to be a city-owned lot on the 2300 block of NATO Parkway. TriMet-owned lot known as the Metro Park and Ride. That's off 122nd. And then the former Army Reserve Center on Southwest Multnomah Boulevard. They were going to do one over in the Springwater Trail area, which
already is
a homeless camp. If you've been by there, it's terrifying. I wouldn't ride my bike over there if you paid me to do it. But they said that one can't be because it's on a floodplain. So that's going to be no-go. But
interesting with the one on Multnomah. The old Army Reserve one,
yeah.
Is that had been talked about for years already. I remember seeing that on Facebook like 4 or 5 years ago that they're like, oh, they're going to make that a place for homeless people. So, okay, there you go. It's a lot of space there.
The city dedicated $20 million in federal COVID funds to help aid this. But, you know, they've just run into a lot of challenges. And obviously the biggest one that they're facing is neighborhoods don't want them there.
Of course.
So, you know, this is going to be where they're going to build like kind of the they're going to build some of the tiny houses and they're going to have some sanitary stuff there and some bathrooms. So, like, I appreciate what they're trying to do because you can't just ignore the problem. You got to put it somewhere. But I totally get the other side of this, too, where people are like, I don't want this in my neighborhood. I don't want it in my backyard. So they said they're going to roll this out sometime at the beginning of the year, but honestly, does anyone believe that this isn't just going to be littered with problems and isn't going to extend for months and months
and months? The only thing that will give me some hope is that the one that's off of I-5 by the Water Avenue exit over there.
Yeah, the one off NATO Parkway?
No, not off NATO. The one that exists already.
Oh, yeah.
That's over by,
yes.
Like, Hair of the Dog Brewery and stuff down there.
Kind of kitty corner to Moda Center.
Every time I drive past it, it looks clean.
Yeah, right?
And the concern that I had with this is somebody came in and told us that the last time this happened, it was a mess within like a week. Hmm. Like things were destroyed. That one has been kept very clean. So I'm curious if, I'm hopeful that example will lead to these becoming places that they can live that are kept up, that are not destroyed, that kind of allow them to have a home that's not really a home until they can get themselves back on their feet versus just garbage and tents and fires and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, because look, we all know that this isn't going to be, because you always hear the argument that, well, they don't want it, and the people that are experiencing homelessness, like, well, it's all drug addicts and, you know, mental health, and, you know, they won't choose to go there. Yes, there are always going to be some sort of element to that. But it doesn't mean that you can't try something. We can't just sit there and bear. That's how we got here in the first place, is by burying our heads in the sand and allowing this to get to this point. So even if you do put up these 6 camps, and even if it's not perfect, what do they always say? That perfect is the greatest enemy of better. It's not going to be perfect. But to me, I'm with you. When you look at that one down by I-5, it does. It looks halfway decent, and this has worked in other countries. So I love the fact that the city is attempting this. I just am terrified that this thing is going to drag on, because now they're just telling us early 2022. Well,
and, you know,
and then it'll move to the middle of 2022, and then all of a sudden we're into 2023, or they're going to open one, and someone's going to freak out about it, and then it's not going to be able to open the other two or three. And it's just going to be this ongoing cycle, because I just feel like we can never get anything done in any sort of timely fashion.
These neighborhoods are going to fight it tooth and nail, too.
Yes.
I mean, especially the Multnomah Village one. Like, that's a nice, that's a really, like, nice neighborhood. It's a wealthy neighborhood. Like, they're not going to want a homeless camp just down the street from them.
No, but I feel like if you don't...
It is public property, but...
We got homeless camps everywhere, so at least... I don't know. I applaud the city for at least trying something. And as I've been driving around the city, I will say I feel like it's gotten better. I know it's far from perfect, and we've got to have armed security guards for Black Friday. You still have stuff boarded up. Believe me, we're a long way from being where we're at, but I feel like there is an attempt, and I feel like it has gotten better as I've spent more time downtown.
I haven't been going downtown too often, so I don't really have much of a comparison of it. I go, you know, like a couple times a month I'll go somewhere, and, you know, you'll see some stuff, nothing crazy, but.
Yeah, and see, we got the Multnomah one is right by my work. We've already had a bunch of catalytic converters stolen off our vehicles. There's an elementary school a couple hundred feet from the reserve building. Again, I feel for communities, but where do you put these? Because they've got to go somewhere, right? It's not magically, unless you go with my idea, build some barges. But it's just not magically going to go away. But I totally feel for people that are raising their hand saying, I don't want this, especially if you get your catalytic converter stolen, or, you know, you get your house broken into, or that's what you have to, you know, have your kids walk by on their way to school. I totally get that.
Yeah.
I just don't know what else to do at this point other than to try something. As the new, is it, do you know how to pronounce the new variant? Is it?
I think it's
Omicron.
I think it's Omicron.
Omicron?
Something like that.
Yeah, I've heard it pronounced like
court.
Seven. Yeah, not court. Crom. Yeah, yeah, I've heard it pronounced like seven different ways.
Yeah, I think it's Omicron or Omicron.
I think it's Omicron. That's what it is. Omicron.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw someone phonetically spell it out the other day, because it's been pronounced like every different which way. Well, apparently, obviously, that's freaking people out. And so now everyone's trying to go out and get a booster shot. And apparently in Oregon, you can't find boosters.
No, there's no boosters. My
apparently, like, you know, back in the day, like, we had a surplus of vaccines, and now people are like, oh my God, the Omicron or whatever the hell it is. Ah, it's coming. I need a booster. And now you can't find one. Well, people are like waiting 3-4 weeks now to sign up for these things.
Yeah, my girlfriend's been trying to sign up for it, and everywhere just says we don't have any appointments because we don't have any shots.
Mm.
So, you know, plus also I think nationally everyone's eligible now to get their booster, but I don't think in Oregon they've officially moved forward to like everyone can get it.
Was anyone ever officially like, they got this whole thing, if you've wanted one, you can just go.
No,
get
it's
one.
Actually, like Rob said, that he tried to get it.
Really?
And they were like, no, you're not eligible. I tried to get it, and they're like, no, you're not eligible.
Huh?
Because I was traveling. I was like, I'd like to at least get the booster before I go.
And they said no, huh?
They said no.
Why? Because you didn't have any like underlying symptoms?
Yeah.
Or you weren't
I just
old?
Got my flu shot. But yeah, I'm not eligible.
Hmm.
So they're being a little, I think because there's less of them, they're being more strict about it.
Yeah,
because
back in the day when we were getting vaccines, no one gave two S's.
They're like, just get shots.
You just showed up.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, you know, hey, is it my time? And people were like, yeah, I don't care. Needles and arms. But now
I'm
I guess
there are places you can go that aren't checking, but it's a lot more difficult now.
Okay. Well, they say that you can make appointments, but you may end up having to wait 3-4 weeks as the supply chain, which has slowed everything to a crawl, apparently now has affected vaccines, and we now have a shortage of them. So isn't it great? We had a surplus, no one wanted it, and now people want it, and in a sunny development, we don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
No, there you go. All right, that's it for In the News, the Hot 5 of 5 coming up, and then we take a look ahead at the Pac-12 title game happening on Friday. By the way, right here, you're listening to 1080 to the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.